Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
Melissa, you're probably going to have to spearhead this one.
Voice disguiser.
Okay.
Voice disguiser. But we'll all have opinions.
Voice, because I'm gay?
Yep. Mary is also gay.
Okay.
She's one of your kind, and she's having some relationship problems.
All right. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Okay, and Mary's on the voice disguiser. What's going on?
Recently, I have moved in with my best friend, and we have started dating.
Okay.
It was meant to be a roommate situation, but we ended up dating. And most recently, while being physically intimate, she has mentioned that she is thinking about a guy.
Okay.
And originally it was okay. Fantasies are fantasies. You can deal with it, but now it's an every time kind of thing.
So let's go back.
A few questions, personal questions for me, Melissa.
Okay.
All female roommates have a sexual relationship?
Anyway, I knew you were going to go down this path. Let me ask you a question. So you were best friends with her first. Has she ever been with a woman or dated women before you?
Yes, that's all she's ever done.
It's all she's ever done. Okay. And
how old around? Like, mm-hmm. What age range are you guys? I know you're on the Voice Disguiser, so you don't have to say specifically, but...
Early 20s, late 20s?
Mid-20s for me and mid-30s for her.
Mid-30s for her.
Wow. Okay. Huh.
And
she's never been with a man. She's only been with women.
She has been, but it's never been emotional. It's, just been physical occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. I mean, so it was okay before when she said this to you that's what, and it's after 8:30. So by the way, kids, we talk more adult stuff. So she fantasizes about guys when she's with you. You said it was okay at the beginning. And now, I mean, how does it make you feel?
I am at the point where it needs to be done, I guess. I either need you to be with me or decide you're going to try to be with him, and I don't...
Is it the same guy that she's thinking about?
Is it a specific guy or guys? Oh,
honey. Well, my first reaction is bye. I mean, because why are you putting...
mean she's bye?
Anyway,
I'm just letting you know that I'm going to be fairly immature for the next 10
minutes. That's all right. That's what we expect. It's okay, honey. It's all right. We love you as you are. But I say that I would not waste my energy with that. And you're roommates now? Still?
Yeah. We moved in together probably 5 months ago. I went through a horrible breakup with my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the one that was there. And we dated
off. So she's your rebound.
On.
So she's your rebound.
No, I've been in love with her for 6 years.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Well, the reason, my initial, and it's of course easier when you're on the outside looking in, but in any relationship, it doesn't matter if you're gay or straight, it doesn't matter. I mean, if the person you're with is fantasizing about a specific other person and telling you about that over and over again, then I wouldn't be part of that because I think she's pretty much telling you what she wants. And unfortunately, I don't think it's you.
And the thing is that she'll never have that. It's been mentioned that it'll never.
So do you want to be second best?
Yeah. And don't you feel like it's a little disrespectful that she's telling you that?
That's the weird part. Why would somebody share that unless. Mm-hmm.
Like, because to me, it's like she's testing you out. Like, can I walk all over her like a doormat? Can I tell her this and have her still be there for me? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems disrespectful that she's even telling you.
Well, it's actually become, at one point has become an actual integrated part, like spoken, mentioned during.
In the act.
Like a name.
You have allowed this to be incorporated in the act.
Oh.
Have you allowed her to pretend that you're him?
Yeah.
Why?
Wow.
Why?
Oh, God. I can't even imagine.
See, to answer your question about why she tells you, now, is it because y'all were best friends and you're still trying to maintain that best friendship along with sleeping together?
I think originally that's what it was supposed to be. It was just supposed to be I guess not convenient. It was just there, and it happened. And we had said a long time ago we wouldn't ever go back there.
But see, you're in love with her, and for you, for her, you're just there.
Yeah, she's not in love with you.
She's not.
And I know that's hard to hear, but I really think that you're in it, and you want it to work out so badly, but I agree with Jen. She is completely using you and disrespecting you, and you deserve better than that. I mean, it was a rebound. Yes, you've been in love with her, but and you went there, and at least you don't have to say that I never got a chance to try, but I'd say it's time to end it, and I'd say it's time to find another place to live, because that's not going to be a comfortable situation.
Our telephone number is 404-741-Q100. As always, people are welcome to weigh in on this. And I know it's probably a long shot, but is the guy by any chance me?
Oh, you're hesitating.
No. So, and the thing is this weekend she told me she's in love with me.
She said she was in love with you?
Yeah.
I think she's just messing with your head at this point.
I just feel like, in my life, being gay, I never settled for second best. I don't think I'm lesser than anybody else. So in my life, that's one of the reasons that I waited to find the right person that I wanted to be with and live with, that I do not participate. And I'm not judging other people for doing it, but this is just my opinion and my perspective, is that I feel like, you know, a commitment ceremony that's not legal is just me trying to do something because I can't with somebody else. No, I want to be like everybody else and be part of a legal ceremony. So in my life, I've always tried to say, I'm not lesser than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times there are gay men and women who will put up with something because either they are insecure about themselves and they'll never have anything they really want or never have anything that's special against, or they're not going to try. And straight people feel the same way too, but I think it's so prevalent in a gay person's mind that they are not worth it, or they're not worthy, or they're not going to find it, or they're lesser, that they're buying the hype that something's wrong with them. And so I just want to tell you, stand up for yourself and get what you want, which is a woman that really is in love with you, because the woman that really is not going to be telling you about her thinking about a guy, because she's not going to be thinking about a guy at all.
Mm-hmm. And she's not going to be thinking about anybody else but
right.
you.
Exactly.
Hey. And you're going to be, and that's the thing, is staying in this relationship is preventing you from finding that woman, the mm-hmm. right girl.
That's right.
She's not going to come into your life if you're continuing to put up with this and staying in this bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Valerie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
What's up?
I completely agree with you, the radio, you guys. I completely agree with you guys that the partner is, or the girl that this girl is dating is completely using her mm-hmm. just for her own needs. And it's just like if it was in a straight relationship. If you were in a straight relationship, you wouldn't settle for that either. Mm-hmm. This girl's in love with her, and the other girl is taking advantage, basically.
Hey, Mike, welcome to the Bird Show. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I just wanted to say that from a guy who is engaged in a straight relationship, but mm-hmm. Shouldn't matter, if, like, my fiancé was fantasizing mm-hmm. about another person during intercourse or anything, I would be pretty upset enough to probably either address the issue because I'm engaged or whatever, or if I was in her position, I would dump her.
Hey, Jakora, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say to the caller that I think she should get out of that relationship because it's not healthy for her at all. I was in kind of a relationship like that myself. I'm straight, and I was in love with this person, and I would do anything for him, but I didn't get the same from him. Mm-hmm. So it took me a while to get over him, but I did end the relationship. And she needs to do the same thing.
And thank you so much for the call. And I'm afraid that if you don't end it, I'm not sure, and of course I don't know the situation, but I'm not sure she's not going to cheat on you with a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, and that,
or that guy,
or that guy, and that, I mean, can you really, I mean, do you really want to live with that?
I'm fairly certain that's not something she would do, because
why? She's telling you that she's thinking about him while she's having sex with you.
She's making you pretend you're him.
Yeah, honey, that's not,
I mean,
normal.
We're just trying to be a dose of reality check on from the outside looking in. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And that shouldn't be okay with you.
Right.
So there's your advice that you're not going to take, but thank you for sharing it with the Bird Show.
Awesome, thanks.
You deserve better. You'll be in love again, I promise.
Okay.
That sucks.
You will.
That's a crappy place to be in.
And you know, I think a lot of people in relationships will get into and stay in relationships where it's just not enough. It's not right. Mm-hmm. But they stay in, like you said, insecurity.
And 100% of the calls are all saying get out.
Get out.
Run.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.